He Said, She Said, also known as Technically Speaking and Simply Put.
Hello, Tracy.
Hello, Corey.
So what's cooking?
What's cooking? You always know what's cooking. I don't know why you ask that same question all the time, because I'm in your kitchen all the time. Well, how about yummy fruit crumbles? I know you like those, don't you? They're really, really simple to make, and it takes no time at all. I make the crust with an organic whole wheat flour or spelt. It's nice to change grains around. Wild oats and ghee, of course. I mix in cinnamon, and if I have on hand crushed or chunks of walnuts, I add a bit of Splenda sweetener, and with my hands, I mix it all up till crumbly. You know, I'm really hands-on when it comes to cooking and baking, right?
Well, it's that TLC that you put into it. That's what makes the difference.
Does it really?
You care, dear.
No, really? Does that what? I mean, I was telling my girlfriend how to make this leg of lamb one time, and she says, is that all you do? And I says, well, I do massage it in with my hands. And she goes, well, that's the difference. So do you really think that energy goes into the
Well, you got to get involved with your meat.
Okay.
Right? And you got to get involved with the food. And the other thing I believe is that if you're health conscious, you care about what you put in your body, and so you are happy to put the time and energy into the preparation because you're thinking ahead. You're thinking, I am going to feed myself with vital energy, and that's going to make a difference.
Okay, so that's why I'm doing it. Hands on. And I always make sure I wash my hands.
Well, you
hands
believe
after.
In what you're doing, dear.
Yes,
you're
I do.
Sold out.
I am sold
on this
out.
Entire idea.
And there ain't no going back, I'll tell you. And then I add frozen berries of any kind. Yesterday, I made a blueberry crumble, and there's a multitude of different berries, such as raspberries, peaches, strawberries, and it goes on and on and on the list. Then I just bake it at 400 for about 30 minutes until I can smell it. That's always my key. I don't really watch the clock too much. Maybe I do, and I'm not aware of it because I just cook so often. But once I start to smell, then I know that it's getting ready to go. Then you can top it with French vanilla yogurt, fresh whipping cream, and, of course, ice cream if
you
like.
Yeah, but don't add any sucrose or sugar to the whipping cream.
No, just get
the nice, high-quality whipping cream.
Yeah.
Whip it up and throw it on there. Why ruin it with a bunch of sugar?
Sometimes I add a little pure vanilla extract to my whipping cream.
Yeah, not the artificial.
No.
And
pure.
Man, has that stuff ever gone up in price? You told me to go buy some vanilla extract in the store, and I said, $48? That seems kind of high.
But it was good, though, wasn't it? This is really great for freezing. You can freeze this, but sometimes I make extra crumble, just the actual, the crumble on top that goes on top, and I freeze it. And then whenever we have company or we feel like a little sweet treat, the crumble's already made, and then I just add the frozen fruit. And it's voila, in 30 minutes, I've got a nice little dessert.
Right. And I think it's important to mention, too, for those that are gluten intolerant, that you can use spelt or that you can use alternative grains.
Right.
Get a grain grinder and grind them fresh.
Yes.
That's the very best thing to do.
Yeah.
Don't buy grains that are pre-ground in the health food store that are sitting in bulk bins. I guarantee you that they're rancid.
Right.
You take the kernel of any plant in that form, like say wheat or spelt, and you grind it fresh, and then you cook it and use it right away. That's the best way. That's the freshest way. That's going to retain the nutrient value.
Yeah, but not everybody has the time or the...
But people think that,
to do that. It doesn't
that
take
grinding,
any time.
We have that champion juicer,
yeah.
And we have a grain mill attachment.
Right.
And I'm telling you, I kid you not, 2 minutes,
yeah.
You know, 120 seconds is the amount of time that it takes to grind enough flour to make the desserts that you make.
That's right.
And prepare these flours.
It takes me 2 minutes, you mean? Not
well,
you,
I,
it takes me.
You're right.
You've taught me well. You're a very good teacher.
But you need the tools,
say.
Right? A mechanic
exactly.
needs the proper tools.
Yes, exactly. And frozen fruit isn't so bad, is it?
No,
right?
When it's frozen at the time
Fresh
when
frozen.
It's ripened.
Right.
Right? Now, sometimes some of these frozen fruits that you buy in supermarkets have been dipped in chemical solutions
right.
to reduce the risk of infection to us who consume it just in case they go off or spoil.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always better to buy fresh and use fresh. That's the overriding principle
right.
in nutrition.
Right. But in where we live in Vancouver, and it's not always easy to get fresh raspberries or strawberries at this time of the year.
No, but we will go out and pick them
right,
on
the
farms
in the
and
summer.
Then freeze them.
Right.
And
right.
huckleberries, raspberries,
mm-hmm.
strawberries,
mm-hmm.
and load up the freezer. I know people that have pounds and pounds and kilos of them, and then they make great additions to your protein shake, mm-hmm. especially after a solid workout. Man, they're just absolutely delicious and loaded with carotenoids and flavonoids and antioxidants.
Ooh, sounds good. Okay.
So let's get into last month's special guest.
Last month's special guest was Rob Holly, Wheeler Dealer, your brother. He's a very good speaker, by the way. He really comes across.
Well, it's genetic.
Really well. He really does know his business, and he can really get his sales staff keyed up and motivated. And I liked when he said that when he feels good and he is trained before he goes to work, he has an aura around him that he projects. You know, you really can tell when someone is healthy and well, as they really do project an energy, don't they?
No doubt about it. And Robbie wanted to get into shape at one time a few years ago, and it really changed his life. But the first thing that we started with was a fitness assessment at the Human Performance Center at Simon Fraser University. And I'm telling you out there, everyone listening right now, if you want to get motivated, if you want to see yourself as you are, get a fitness assessment. That means you're going to have your flexibility, your muscle strength, your muscle endurance, your body composition, your aerobic capacity tested. That is more reliable for determination of outcome in life, like morbidity and mortality risk, than any other medical test known. And then he was psyched up and mm-hmm. motivated. We got into a training program. I'm telling you, what a
good
transformation.
Yeah, he had some nice guns. Is that what you call the biceps? Is that what they're called?
Well, those guns are pretty important to a lot of guys.
Why do they call them guns?
I don't know how that started. I guess it's kind of like the gun as it relates to the impact of shooting it off. And maybe there is a traditional connection to the importance of a gun, or maybe the length of a rifle or a gun, a barrel.
They also have, Robbie and Lisa also have twin daughters, Marlo and Lauren, and they really feed them well. They're on the Holly Health Program, those little girls are, and he also follows the system as well. He's a great motivator and trains his staff, and he's highly sought after in his industry, so thanks, Rob, for the interview.
And here's another good point, too. Those kids do drink their protein shakes.
Oh, they're unbelievable.
We've got photographs of them juicing. These kids are 1.5 people. I kid you not.
Yep.
Now, when we give them the protein shake, we're talking about whey protein isolate. We're talking about living oils like flax, hemp, and mixed oils. We're talking about all the nutrients that we're promoting in SNU and using ourselves. Don't let anyone ever tell you that this stuff is unsafe for children. These kids are unbelievably
healthy
and well.
And they've never had any immunization at all. And she gets a little pressure every now and then. I said, just keep doing what you're doing, Lisa. You know, and Robbie motivates her and is behind her 100%. So
what's the alternative? Yeah. McDonald's?
And in
garbage,
being
crappy food?
Right.
You know, refined breakfast cereals, mm-hmm. homogenized milk, SpaghettiOs, Pizza Pops? This is the stuff that kids are eating.
I know. You know what? I went to a health food store in Metropolis. When I looked around, there was a mini donut place, then there was a pretzel place, and then this is the cinnamon bun place, and everywhere around me was this junky food. Mind you, it smelled really good. I can't say it didn't smell good.
Well, that's how it lures us.
Yeah. So, and there's this health food store in the center of it. They're opening up everywhere you turn. So obviously, this is what the diet that everybody is eating, because they keep popping up and there's lineups.
I think giving in to that temptation is, for a man, for example, if he's a married man and he sees a woman that he's attracted to, giving in to the temptation of lust and going ahead with it is exactly the same idea or concept as giving in to the lust that we have for food that we know is junky and will have a negative outcome. Mm-hmm. For a woman, it might be buying a dress that she knows that she cannot afford, mm-hmm. but she buys it anyway and then suffers recompense later.
Buyer's remorse,
or she realizes that she was too hasty in the purchase. And
right.
So I think that, yes, we are lured. Yes, we are tempted constantly, but we have to rise above those temptations. And that's the power of knowledge and conceptualizing the alternative, which is outstanding, excellent health when you do things right.
Well, you know how it says, you can resist anything but temptation.
Well, how do you think we connected?
Okay, moving on.
So That was last month's special guest. Let's talk about who we're going to have as our special guest next month.
Next month, we have Ronald Riker, who is a naturopath in Vancouver. Ronald also formulates products for Sisu. And he wrote an article for your CSNA course. Isn't that right, Corey?
Yes, he was a and is a special guest expert writer for the CSNA program. He actually helps the student understand the importance, history, and philosophy of naturopathic medicine. And that was one of my goals, is that, for example, there are a lot of athletes out there who do not understand what naturopathic medicine is. They've never been to a naturopath. And so bringing in a naturopath who has an understanding of sports nutrition, which Ron does, I actually met Ron at one time at a clinic that was put on by Dr. Michael Colgan in San Diego.
Right.
He also attended. And he and I have a lot of in common. He loves to acquire knowledge. He loves to write. He's an excellent teacher. And he puts a lot of time and energy into everything he does. He draws from a wellspring of knowledge. And the people that I've met that have been to him, who are his patients, have nothing but good to say. So I'm really looking forward to hearing what Ron has to say and getting some excellent advice from him.
Absolutely.
On our next issue.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
So let's get into your super hot topic.
I don't know how hot it is, but anyway, one of the things that I am asked all the time is spot reducing. I get asked regarding spot reduction. For example, someone comes in and they want to lose weight only on their butt or their thighs or their stomach. And the saying goes, the first on is the last off, right?
No doubt about it.
So the only way to lose from one specific area is you have to lose from the rest of the body. It's a full package deal. So it's impossible to lose only in one area. So what I do is I tell them that they have to exercise the whole body. And if they want to lose, let's say, on their abdomen, then they need to really concentrate on the abs. Really work harder on the abs. But diet has a lot to do with this. I mean, you don't come to the gym to lose weight. If you want to get cut and ripped, as you know, through your bodybuilding, what you did is it's all through diet and what you put in your mouth. So I suggest that they do the full body. And let's say they've got big legs and they want to trim them down. So it's a full meal deal here. Really concentrate on doing leg exercises. And if you have a smaller upper body, which is going to make your lower body look bigger, what you need to do is still continue to train the upper body, like build those shoulders up, right?
Yes, and I thought of a good analogy.
You did.
Can you believe it?
Oh, boy.
Simple enough for even
me to understand. Okay.
Well, here it is. Okay, you take a popsicle out of the freezer and stand it up at room temperature and see what portion of the popsicle begins to melt first. And what you will notice is that the meltdown occurs equally over the surface area of the popsicle. Not the top, not the middle, not the bottom. But there's a gradual, slow meltdown till eventually the core remains inside. So for anybody that thinks that they can spot reduce, first of all, the only way that I know to do that is through liposuction.
Oh, there you go. Suck, there's an answer.
Suck that fat out. Put yourself on a table of which you risk mortality, of which you risk massive infection. And of course, the ultimate root of what caused the fat, the psychology of your thinking, because as a woman or man thinks, so she is. Anyone that is carrying excess fat has got some trouble going on inside with their mental dialogue. They've got to overcome that first, and then they can start focusing on what they need to do on the outside, be it exercise, be it good nutrition, be it whatever.
So tell me, when was the last time you took a popsicle out of the freezer and let it melt?
Well, I just thought of that as an analogy.
Okay.
I also thought of dipping an ice cream cone in chocolate and then watching the chocolate melt.
Right, right.
So you're right about first on, last to leave, right? First to come, last to leave is absolutely right. The middle section of the body, the least active of our body, tends to be the area where visceral fat, adipose tissue, subcutaneous fat builds up around the butt, the thighs, the gut. You'll see a lot of heavy set people, gravitationally challenged people, that have lean arms and relatively lean legs.
Really lean legs, but huge middles, yeah.
Some men that have great big guts, right. And that intra-abdominal fat is their connection to dying young of a cardiac event. So getting that leanness, getting that trim waist is really about damage control from where you are and then understanding these principles, which we're trying to get across. And which, for example, I know that Bill Phillips has been on CNN lately promoting his new book, Eat for Life, which is about six meals a day.
Right. Well,
spacing meals, right?
Yes, exactly.
Well, how new is this to the bodybuilding world?
Right, exactly. Exactly.
50 years bodybuilders
but
have been doing this.
But mainstream people don't really understand.
No.
You know, they think diet is deprivation and I can't eat and that's going to make my. I used to think that years and years ago.
And what's that?
It lasts about a day.
What's that wonderful
so
acronym that you came up with one of our brainstorms for diet as an acronym?
Oh, you're actually going to give me the credit, are
yeah,
you?
Absolutely.
Diet, D-I-E-T, Discipline in Energy Transfer.
Unbelievable. What a wonderful paradigm. What a wonderful concept. So everybody out there, think in terms of you're on a diet. Everybody's eating something. Do you have discipline when it comes to the consumption of food, which primarily is a function of transferring energy into your body? That's why you need to eat to transfer energy.
Right. But it's what you eat, though, too, right?
If you consume
that's
refined, processed, dead food, you end up losing more energy right. than what you actually consume and storing a lot of it as excess dead weight.
Well, I mean, we've talked about this, and we see it all the time. We had a gym, and we train all the time, and we see the same people coming in, and they train hard. They're training with intensity. But, man, they look exactly the same. And you know what? You'd never know that they train. Don't you want to look like you train? And then I walk down the street and I see them eating a nice big juicy hamburger.
Gee, Corey, I can't figure it out. I had a fried bacon and tomato sandwich before I worked out. And on the way out, I stopped by Wendy's and had a potato with 8 quarts of sour cream.
Right.
Geez, I just can't figure out
why
I'm not losing the fat.
Any weight. Yeah, exactly.
You have to eat as hard as you train.
Exactly.
And you have to have order, not live in a state of chaos.
Yeah.
Imagine your diet like driving. You stop at the red, go at the green, you follow the rules. And if everyone doesn't do that, we have total chaos. We have collision, we have injury, damage, and death. And that's exactly what I see in the population when it comes to food. Mm-hmm. We have injury, damage, and death as a result of living in a state of total chaos.
But I can I sort of understand. I mean, I'm on the program now. I'm sort of born again into it, so I'll never go back.
Hallelujah.
But the thing is, I mean, we're subjected to it all the time. Like I said, when I go into the stores, I see just rampant with all this junk food, you know, and people don't have the discipline, right? Or they don't have, it's the temptation. And the thing is, too, they let themselves get hungry.
What are you consuming in terms of mental nutrition? Are you putting the wealth of knowledge into your brain on a daily basis? That is why we created SNU, to help people incorporate the dynamics of the information that they need to call upon to offset the lust, to offset the temptation. Because why won't you do certain things in life when you know you want to do them? Mm-hmm. It's because you understand the consequences. Mm-hmm. And if nutrition was taught as a science at the kindergarten level,
right.
And today we have kindergarten kids in adult bodies when it comes to nutrition.
Oh, yeah.
When I see people loading up on the food that they eat, I think to myself, you're like a child. You have no discipline.
But you know what I saw on the news just about a week ago? They said that kids are about 2 inches wider around the waist, and all the kids' clothing stores have elasticized waistbands now. So there you go. What does that say?
I guess disease creates business.
Exactly.
Okay, so with that in mind, all that good stuff that we talked about today.
No spot reducing. It's the whole body, the whole deal.
Just let that one go and flush it down the toilet. Okay, so what is your wonderful final word?
My final word is a quote by Louise L. Hay. Good health is having no fatigue, having a good appetite, going to sleep and awakening easily, having a good memory, having good humor, having precision in thought and action, and being honest, humble, grateful, and loving. How healthy are you?